Evan Corbett, a Sioux native and professional opera singer, is at a high point in his career portraying one of the most famous figures in Canadian history. The baritone is playing Louis Riel in a new opera entitled Lee Kerr, Riel's Heart of the North. The production hit the stage for the first time on Saturday, November 18 at Winnipeg Centennial Concert Hall and will entertain audiences for two more shows in that city on Wednesday, November 22 and Friday, November 24. Though hanged for treason by the federal government in 1885, Riel is recognized as a founder of the province of Manitoba and a political leader of the Métis people. I would say it's a tremendous honor that I've been entrusted to characterize Louis Riel because he is such an important figure among the Métis, Corbett said during a phone interview with Sue Today from Winnipeg. It's a story about the women in Louis Riel's life and how their stories go untold so frequently, but Louis Riel is the linchpin underneath it all, said Corbett of Lee Kerr, Riel's Heart of the North. There's a tremendous amount of pressure. I want to make sure I do it right. The love for Louis Riel that's in the community is tremendous. I want to make sure I don't let the memory of Louis Riel down, Corbett said. It was a tremendous success. I felt very positive about it. It resonated with the community and they really enjoyed it, said Corbett of Saturday's premiere performance. I would say it's the most significant role that I've had the privilege to perform so far. Corbett graduated from Tarantoras Public School and Cora Collegiate before studying at the University of Western Ontario beginning in 2007, earning a bachelor's degree in music, voice, in 2011 and a master's degree in music, voice, in 2014. As a Cora Collegiate music student, Evan Corbett was playing a violin looking up at performers on stage. I started playing violin when I was quite young. Then I started playing violin in the pit band at Cora for musicals. When I was in grade 9 at Cora, I was playing violin in the pit for a production of Guys and Dolls, and being that close to the stage and seeing how magical it was to be on stage was tremendously inspiring. He started auditioning for vocal parts and by grade 11 he landed his first on-stage role for a production of Cinderella. Denine Williams, who is the music director at Cora, helped foster my love for singing. Corbett also credits his family for encouraging him in his singing career. After graduating from Western, he moved to Toronto to get his start as a professional opera singer. Once you've done your degree, there isn't really a plan. You just have to make it work somehow, Corbett said, stating there were some lean years for him at first. He started getting singing roles and now, in his 30s, Corbett has a long list of performances to his credit. He has performed in operas in several countries and, prior to his performance as Riel in Winnipeg, worked in Anchorage, Alaska in an opera entitled Missing. That production centers around missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. It was tremendously powerful to be there, said Corbett, who is Anishinaabe. I would say that was one of my proudest achievements. Along with this current performance, I would say it's definitely the biggest thing I've done so far. Lee Kerr, Riel's Heart of the North, is the first full-scale Indigenous-led opera presented on a Canadian opera mainstage. Corbett said that Indigenous opera is becoming more mainstream. I hope I'm able to inspire other up-and-coming Indigenous opera singers. I'm always excited to see a new Indigenous face and say, welcome, and provide mentorship when I can. There are so many other stories that need to be told. The more storytellers I can share the stage with, the better. Officially based in Toronto since 2015, Corbett said the Sioux is still home. It's been nice in Toronto, but I do find myself relieved when I come back to the Sioux and I don't have to elbow my way through a crowd to get from point A to point B. I try to come back twice a year and do a belated holiday in January, and often I come by in the summer to see my family. When it comes to younger people considering a career of singing on stage, Corbett's advice is, go for it. It does require full commitment, but if you're able to go on stage and do it, it's immensely gratifying. Go watch some operas, go watch some musicals, go watch whatever it is that makes your heart soar and use that to fuel you. There's so much beautiful art out there, and it would be a shame if you didn't do your thing and get in there too.